Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. To Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing. Pour yourself a cup of tea.
Sorry about that. I have a brand new intro, and I hope you liked it. I'm still working on the sound quality of that. But anyway, I hope you really like that. I think this song is amazing. But anyway, let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about divine dream symbols. I mean, we all wonder what our dreams mean and if they're prophetic or not, or if they're just us working out what happened during the day. But we have with us expert dreamer, author and speaker, Amy Coelho, and she is the mother of 11 children. Amy is a respected teacher, successful business owner with 20 years of experience in the legal field. She is a dynamic speaker and storyteller. She is an author, television host, and ministry leader in her community. Over the last two decades, Amy has been teaching, speaking, and equipping thousands of people all over the globe with the key principles on how to interpret dreams from a spiritual understanding versus the Freudian Jungian theories, importance of understanding the parabolic language of heaven, and how the divine source speaks to us through symbols. Amy's passion is to see each person recognize their calling, purpose, and destiny, and to run with it. She is the author of Dreams, A Window into Your Destiny, How to Talk to the Unchurched, and Dream Symbols. And now it is my privilege and honor to introduce you to my guest, Amy Coelho. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I'm so excited to have you as my guest. This is a topic that everybody is interested in, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
And thank you. So why, in your opinion, why do we dream?
Well, you know, I've been teaching on dreams for well over a decade. I worked with an international organization traveling and teaching on dreams. So, you know, I've moved from opinion to research, and we find that people are dreaming for several reasons. One, there's this divine light, this creator that pulls us into a path of destiny for success and abundance. And by following our dreams and getting a clear understanding of what it is that we really are called to, what is your message? Everyone was created with a message. And what is that message? And not only what is that message, but then how is that going to play out on the stage called life? And we see that a lot of times, even though we've been given that message, here's the thing, and this is what I'm so excited about being on your show, because this is such an important topic. This topic is what I have been honing in on in the last couple of years, is that the inner healing, and we can't play that message out on a stage called life until we have got through some roadblocks. And those roadblocks are traumas, disillusionments, you know, just things that in our life, those negative belief systems. And so then dreams take on a whole nother aspect. We see people having calling dreams. And it's so funny because I tell my staff a lot of the times, you know, we hear these people have calling dreams and I want to shake their hand and go, congratulations, because your life is about to go spin way out of control. And I'll give you an example. You know, I was given a calling dream where this guy stood out on a stage and he opened a white notebook and he said, he called me out of a crowd and I walked in, out, you know, walked up to the stage and he said, you will travel the world teaching the prophetic word. And I didn't even know what that meant. I was like, oh, awesome. You know, so do I go home and start packing my bags because I'm going to travel the world teaching? No, what ended up happening is I got fired from my job Monday. I went into this whole spinning, this divine chaos that came about because it was trying to prepare me. We were going to, you know, this source, this energy that believes in me was going to take me and walk me through some traumas and some false beliefs that I had, some disillusionments that I had, because that's the only way that I could get to a place where I could play out my message on a stage called life. And so we see then that people go into what's called an inner healing type dream life, and that'll take place, you know, it's very intrinsic. And then we see people move from intrinsic dreaming to extrinsic dreaming, and that's when we see people are starting to get a lot healthier. Maybe now they're ready for some leadership or some governing, what we call ruling and reigning, some governing, because they're healthy enough to do it. They're healthy enough to play that message out on stage called life. And so that's why people are dreaming.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot of reasons. I mean, I understand that we can actually create situations where we can meet our spirit guides and in our dreams. Mm-hmm. If we choose, we can do lucid dreaming where we can sort of stop in the middle of our dreams and mm-hmm. question things. How do you feel about all that?
I think lucid dreaming, where I write in my book about different levels of dreaming, and lucid dreaming is one of the third levels of dreaming. It's actually a gift that we've been given, and to teach people how. Now, a lot of people I find some people just are able to do it with no practice. It's just how they were, you know, they're just really in tune. And a lot of people, we have to train to do that. And we actually have to give them their heart permission to go there, to be able to, if they're being pursued, let's say they're being chased in a dream, and that's a reoccurring dream, and they're always being chased, we teach them how to stop, turn around to the pursuer and either tell them to stop or question them and ask them what they're chasing. What are they doing? What do they want? And
that all changes when you're given, a person is given permission to be able to do that.
I think we give our heart permission. I think because of bad theology or doctrine or, you know, misunderstandings in life, that sometimes we can shut down our dream life. I come across people a lot that, you know, don't understand why we dream, never really thought about it, haven't really given the time or thought to, you know, they're busy. They get up, you know, it's like chasing smoke. Dream, working with your dreams is work. It takes work and it takes dedication and discipline to do it. But when you do it, your dream life opens up to you and you're flooded with dreams. And then it's like this, you know, divine creator doesn't stop talking, just always talking. And so we do give ourselves permission. I think it's not that we have to have permission, it's that we have to give ourselves permission to go there. It's almost like we have to give ourselves permission to heal too. You know, you've got to tell your heart, hey, this is okay. This is a gift that I'm supposed to use in this one third of my life.
Okay. So even if we heal from past situations and we have kind of a confusing day or a frustrating day or whatever, and we've done this work and we know how to I don't want to say the wrong word, but divinely dream or whatever, to get these prophetic messages. Are there ever going to be times when we're going to get these confusing dreams because we've had such a confusing day?
I'm asked that question a lot, and in the years that I've been studying dreams, that the dreams that people bring to me, it was like they are able to be interpreted. And we can even get something, if you are remembering, the dream, the Hebraic word for dream is halam, and it means to bind firmly to. So if you're remembering it, it needs to be interpreted. Now, there are sometimes we can only remember just a little, and truly, the more confusing it is, probably the more parabolic it is, because it's a hidden veiled language. And it's, you know, it's given to you to chase after, to pine after, to run after, to uncover. And I always say it's like a treasure hunting with the divine. And, you know, to find that purpose out, you know, we have to go run and chase after it. We have to work after it because it's a reward. And so if you are remembering the dream, it needs to be interpreted. Yes, we do understand that there are what we call Ecclesiastes dreams. Ecclesiastes dreams are just kind of the busyness of the day, and we're just kind of flushing. But those are not the ones you remember. Those are kind of the ones that kind of flush out, and maybe you might get a piece of it. 2 days ago, I forgot that I had dreamed, and I went about my day, and I was doing something, and it unlocked on me, and I remember that I was putting a hat on. That is it. That's all I remember. It was a dark brown hat. So that is the only piece of the dream I remembered, and it kind of unlocked on me through the day. And I said, okay. So I sat, and I meditated, and I incubated it, you know, in my spirit. And I said, okay, what is that saying? Well, a hat, you know, sometimes is protection and hides, or what am I hiding? And brown is very specific, you know, can relate to fleshly matters, you know. And so, you know, I had to just really work through that and go, okay, what am I hiding? And in you know, my symbolism, it was putting on a hat, was hiding from something. So I had to ask myself, what is it that I'm hiding from right now in the natural? Because brown kind of represents the natural, the dirt, the brown. And so I sat and I incubated it, and, you know, just that rose up in my spirit, and I knew what it was. And that was the only piece of the dream I remembered, you know.
Interesting. Now, everybody has the naked dreams, which I guess it's feeling vulnerable, but you can explain that better. And then we also have the dreams where, you know, we're at school and we haven't studied for the test, and all of a sudden we don't know what we're doing. What are these dreams about, and why do so many of us have them?
Well, we find that there's about 20 common dreams. We take people out on the streets, and we'll set up, say, like in the French Quarter, we'll set up a dream table, and we just interpret dreams as people coming by. And, you know, they think it's funny, and they're like, hey, you know, and they always bring us their reoccurring dream because that's the dream they remember. Or they'll bring us a dream about one a loved one who's passed on. And so those are very, very common. And we have these reoccurring dreams because it's almost like heaven is yelling at you saying, hey, until we fix this issue, until you overcome this issue, we can't move forward. We can't bring you to a place of abundance, a place of success, a place of wholeness, because we've got to deal with this issue. And in my life, my recurring dream was striving. You know, I was always running, but it was like I was running in place, or I was running through molasses, and I couldn't just get anywhere. And I know when that dream pops up in my life, it's because I'm trying to strive in my own strength instead of letting the inertia of the, you know, the spirit push me forward, I'm trying to do it myself, right?
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, teeth falling out is very common also. And we, you know, those are, depending on which teeth are falling out, you know, your front teeth can represent your identity. Why? Because if you lose your front teeth, what are you going to do? You're going to hide your face. You're going to hide your mouth. You're going to hide your smile. It's an identity issue. And then you have your eye teeth, which is perception issues. And then you have your back teeth, is what you chew on. What are you chewing on? What are you meditating on? And then, you know, then we have our naked dreams, whether you're naked at work, naked in a group of people, naked in the bathroom. It depends on where you're naked at. But the positive symbol is that it's vulnerability, it's transparency, showing people who you really are. And then the negative symbol is, hey, don't expose yourself. Don't give too much of yourself to this person or to this group of people. You know, so every symbol has a negative and a positive, a yin and a yang, a positive energy, a negative energy, every one of them. And we see that, you know, even biblically speaking, we see it with, you know, the lion. You know, scripture says the enemy of your soul prowls around like a lion seeking who he can devour. And then, you know, Jesus is actually, you know, known as the Lion of Judah. So we even see that there, you know, the snake, the serpent in Exodus is seen. If you look upon the snake, there's healing in Exodus. But then we also see that the Bible uses those symbols to interpret the enemy of our soul. So we see that there, and we also see that, you know, currently, culturally, that there is a yin and a yang, a positive and a negative. And so even with, you know, test taking, I ask the people, where in your life right now do you feel like you're not prepared for something? Because everything in our life is a heart test, all of it. Will you pass the test? You know, it's kind of like a video game. If you pass this level, you get to go to the next level, right? And dreams are that manual. Dreams are the manual of how to play the video game.
Wow. That's really interesting. So what do we need to do in order to learn how to interpret our dreams?
Well, there are many different ways that you know, different theories that you can study. And I'll tell you, I tell people all the time, don't worry about getting the exact, you know, making sure you follow this person's theory or that person's theory, because here's this creator that knows what you have at your hands and at your disposal, and that's the way that this divine energy, this creator, this light is going to use to guide you, to pull you through. So I tell people, you know, whether it's me you follow, then you're going to have my dream language, and God's going to speak through my dream language to you. If it's some other theory you follow, God's going to use that. Here's the great thing. He's going to use something to speak to you. So you don't have to worry about, you know, how it's just get with something to learn how to interpret and how to understand those symbols. And I tell people all the time, go back to the original language. Go back to the Hebraic understanding, because it wasn't until Constantine time that we really kind of went through losing our Hebraic parabolic understanding, where we went into a Greek linear mindset, which is not how this creator thinks. So we moved away from the way the creator thinks and processes, and we moved away from that. So we are on this journey to get back to this parabolic understanding and this parabolic life. And so I tell people all the time, it's very simple, and here's what I would do. Find your subject, find your verb, find your action in the dream. Say you're running and you're running from something. Well, running is the action of the dream. Where in your life do you feel like you're running? Maybe you're taking a test in the dream. Where in your life do you feel like you're being tested? So you take that verb and you ask yourself, where in my life do I feel this way? If there's an animal in your dream, where in my subconscious is this animal's characteristics part of me? Is it a ravenous wolf? Is it a bear? Is it a lab? You know, I had a situation where I had a dream that had a lab. I actually do have a lab, but God used this symbol in my life to say, you know, I was being too loyal to a situation, you know? So you have to ask yourself, you know, when you see this shadow in your dream, this type in shadow, and ask yourself, go through each one of those symbols and say, how does this reflect my heart? And you sit and you meditate and you incubate and you allow it to rise up in your spirit. The answers are there. The divine guidance and strategy is there.
So what about prophetic dreams? Not everyone has them. Some people have them all the time.
Mm-hmm. We actually created a website called eyestosee.org, and it's a research project. And the reason why we created it is because we know that you know, the Creator gives us each, gives us guidance and strategy to each of us individually. Well, what must this Creator be giving us collectively? So it's, our tagline is discovering our collective wisdom. And so what it, why we created it is because we want people to go in and put their dreams in there, because we believe that some, of course, some people do have prophetic dreams, and those are more of your extrinsic dreams, and it's actually a gift. And people think, well, if I'm not having prophetic dreams, then my dreams don't count. And that's not true. As you heal and become whole, you will begin to have a lot more prophetic extrinsic dreams for the nation, for your family, for your government, for, you know, just situations that you have influence in. And so we created this website because we, and we actually micro-proved our theory with the Dallas shooting, unfortunately, Orlando shooting, and also the death of Supreme Court Justice Scalia, whereas, you know, we found that people had dreams that the shooting happened in Dallas. In fact, we had one girl who actually had the date and time of it. But here's the thing. If this person who dreamed that there was a Dallas shooting called the FBI and said, hey, I just dreamed that there was a Dallas shooting and here's the time and date, what they're going to do is hang up on her and profile her, right?
Right.
But what if we had 241 people who had that dream, a similar dream like that? Now we've got data and statistics. And we're starting to microprove our theory where people are having these prophetic dreams. We just didn't have a way to be collected and have a way to bring them all together, hire a data scientist, data analyst to get back there and build algorithms to pick up hot words, you know, tender boxes and stuff like that. And so that's
what
we're building.
And that website is eyes2c.org. That's E-Y-E-S, number two, right? Capital
C. Letter C.
So it's eyes, capital E, small, lowercase y-e-s, letter, number two, capital C.org, eyes2c.org.
And we, you know, it's free to use. It's a free journal. We everything that you have is completely metadata. We don't, it's all privatized, very highly secure. And on there, you know, you put your dreams in, and we use those dreams, you know, to just kind of pick up, because you may not think it's, you know, you may not think it's prophetic because maybe you don't have an understanding, but when we see people in different areas having dreams about certain, you know, shootings, guns, presidents, you know, Islam, you know, we just pick up all that stuff. And so we have these hot words that we're looking for that create tender boxes. And so, you know, we that's why we are, you know, promoting our site to be able to find those people with prophetic dreams that are having them, because we believe that they, if we can gather them, that we, they have a specific role in our generation.
Well, that makes sense. And that's really interesting that you are gathering that, because it is there an instance that you can cite where, you know, over 100 people have had a prophetic dream?
Well, we do know that through 9/11, we saw it with 9/11. We were having, I mean, there were thousands of people that had these dreams. They just didn't come out until afterwards because the people didn't recognize that they were prophetic dreams. People had dreams where they saw a skyline and it said 911, and maybe they thought it was an emergency. Maybe they made it intrinsic versus extrinsic. Because we did not have the training, the teaching tool, the awareness that it was more prophetic than we thought, but we saw thousands of people, and that's really kind of what drew us into this process, is that we think we have intelligence. We think that we can have military governmental intelligence through esoteric ways. And so we have seen that, and now we are micro-proving, and when I say micro-proving, we just don't have enough users yet. We just launched in April. And so we, you know, of course, are visiting radio shows and tour. I'm on tour now, getting in an RV and traveling the United States to launch this website and bring awareness to it.
That's great. So for my listeners, I mean, definitely go there. If you have some interesting dreams to report, you definitely want to go to this site. So what was I going to ask you? Okay. Dreams. So are the messages ever crystal clear, or are they always encoded in some kind of language?
We do see crystal clear, and we do see them very hidden and veiled. And the way we present that is, to the extent of their clarity, is to the depths of the testing and the trial to bring it to pass. The more hidden and veiled, the more grace there is to working through it. So in my case, I had a very clear message. You will travel the world teaching the prophetic word, right? So the testing and the trial that came after that was very rigid. It was hard. It was traumatizing, I think. But, you know, I look back on it fondly. Oddly, I can't believe I can say that, but it was fond. It was a year of my life that was absolutely horrendous. And a year later, I was launched into a platform on a worldwide stage. And so then we find that I've had, you know, we find people having very veiled dreams, which are usually what it is. I will tell you that the very clear dreams are usually your calling, your message dreams. They're the ones that are, there's no veiled, it's just, it is what it is. Go here, do this, you're called to this. Very clear, and it is, it must be followed, or you go into what's called divine chaos.
Now, I woke up one morning, and all of a sudden, I heard, I think it was like the numbers 263 or something like that. Wait, let me see what it was. So I woke up out of my sleep. Oh, 262. It was the number 262. And I'm like, I woke up and I hear 262.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I started looking into that, and I discovered it's an angel number. Is that related to the dream, or what is that about?
Well, we do it, what you described just now is called as a different level of dreaming. It's called twilight dreaming, and it's kind of your second level of dreaming. It's usually where you hear what your the prophetic voice. You'll hear audible voices right in that twilight. They're the strongest points of your dream life. You'll either hear a song. You'll wake up with a song. You'll wake up with words. You'll wake up with images, very strong images. It's called twilight dreaming, and those are the ones you want to pay attention to. I would say if you were, you know, following my teaching and training, we would say, okay, well, let's go look up in the Strong's Concordance what 262 means, you know, or you would look up angel numbers, and you would find that. You know, and then we also see people waking up at certain times with time references. And the more you go and research that, what you do is you find the weight. Where's the weight, and how does that correlate? And you feel a weightiness. It's called a rhema, weightiness. And you'll read through, say, you know, you're reading through a couple of things on that number 262 or whatnot, and then you'll feel a weightedness, a thing that says, aha. It's what's called the aha moment.
Okay.
And you'll feel that, and that's how you know how the message is being delivered to you through a weightiness.
Interesting. I wake up with a song every single day.
Yeah.
So I guess
I
should be paying attention to the words of those songs, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially when you're like, man, I haven't heard that in a long time. Where'd that come from? It's a message, you know, and those words, go and look up. Not only do we look up the words of the message, we also go research the history of the person who wrote the song. Where did the song come from? Why was it written? All of that is veiled messages, all of it. And you go into this treasure hunt, because then all of a sudden, as you're researching and as you're pining and as you're digging, and the treasures begin to appear to you, and the message gets clearer and clearer. And the more you do that, the more you're given. It just is given to you, and you just keep digging, and then all of a sudden you find yourself on this path where you're being guided by conversations. I went through a season where I was, when I was being fired, that we actually had, it lasted over a year, we were actually given dreams, me and my husband both at the same time were given dreams of what was going to be said in the next board meeting. I mean, it was very specific, very divine. But you don't get there right away. You get there by practicing, by studying,
right.
by understanding the gift and digging and pining. That's when it becomes way more clear.
Right. Now, people often say, you know, they think that a loved one came to them in a dream, but they weren't sure. And I know that when loved ones come to me in my dreams, it is a crystal clear dream that I never forget. I remember the details for years and years and years forever.
Yep.
Can you speak to that a little bit?
I can. This is one of the this is also, we usually get on the streets, we have people who come to us with recurring dreams, and the second one is about loved ones returning. It's the number two question we get asked because it's so specific and it's so emotionally riveting. My dad passed away in October last year, and it was very clear. He was a fruit consultant for a large chain, produce consultant for a large chain. And when in the dream, he came back to me, and he was holding these big, huge fruits, like huge apples and huge oranges, and actually some fruits I'd never even seen before. He was so excited, and he was holding them, and he was like, "Look, they're even bigger here." And
aww.
I thought, man, things don't change in the heavenlies, right? A lot of things don't change. And what you do in the natural is what you are doing in the natural is a physical manifestation of what's happening in the spirit realm. And so it's really interesting because they always come back to give you message, a gift, or comfort. But they always come back to give you something. And I can, like clockwork, I can ask, well, what did they give you? What was in their hand? What did they say? And they always come back to give comfort.
Yeah. I just think that those times are so amazing. I wish I could have more of them, but they come when they want to come. So, Amy, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you think is really important to bring up?
I think that, you know, our message is that we collectively are dreaming and that we have information and intelligence that can help the world. And that is really our message in this season here is, one, how do we get people healed? You know, how do we walk through some, you know, emotional traumas and get them to a place of wholeness so that they can have prophetic dreams and that they can have more whole dreams? And then what do we do with those whole dreams collectively as a body and as a community and a tribe? And so, you know, as I travel the United States, we're looking for champions for our cause who will go to that dream journal, put that dream journal in, and, I mean, use that dream journal. It's free to use. And we also have an amazing team of master certified dream interpreters that are behind there that if you ever have a problem or you just don't understand it, you can click on the submit button, and we'd love to help you. That is that's part of the paid version, but that's how we pay our data analysts and our scientists. And they would love to help you, you know, interpret that dream. And then if not, then just use it as a journal, and it's there, free to use, and that is how we collect our data. So I think the most important thing that I have to say today is we're looking for those champions. If you're having dreams, be proactive. Start using the dreams, because start using the journal. You'll notice that when you start using that journal, that your dream life will explode.
And so, and that journal is on eyes2see.org?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I was actually going to ask you about journaling because in what I've read before about dreaming, it's really important to write down your dreams and journal them every day so that, you know, because you forget many of them once you wake up. So in addition to journaling on your site, should we journal on our own, or is this pretty much filling both shoes?
It's very important to write. Writing, there's a very scientific, therapeutic reason that we write. Even, you know, we see that, you know, in the Hebraic culture, write it on your doorpost, write it on your hearts, write it, you know, on the wall, write it. So writing is very, very important and therapeutic. We also have, you know, you can set your phone to where you log in, and you can set your phone to where you can actually just click Siri or your voice and record the dream, and then it the dragon speech we'll type it out onto our site, and you click submit. So it's actually very easy to just record it as you've woken up.
Can I tell people? Do they have to upload an app or something, like download an app?
No, it's part of the phone app. You know, it's part of your phone app. Our website works with Android and iPhone, and so you just click on, you click in the button, you click record, and it, you know, you just text type your, you know, voice type your dream in there, and you can go back
and
edit
cool.
it. And, yes, and it's easy. It's very easy, and so it's so yes, I say yes. Keep a dream journal, even the smallest things that you want to write. Just keep that in there. Anytime you remember anything in a dream, whether it's short, whether it's a little bit, whether it's just some, put it in there. Put it in your journal, and then transfer it. You know, I think you can even attach documents, so you can, you know, or you just read from your journal. You can read it up into our system, or you can attach it to your system, or you can screenshot it, or whatever, and get that in the journal so that we can get, so that we can, you know, use it as metadata. But it will also, when you journal, your dream life will open up, because what you're saying to the creator is, this is important to me. And when the creator says, oh, well, if that's important to you, watch this. And it just floods open.
Well, I know everybody's really, all my listeners are probably getting very excited about this. This is, you know, it's very cool stuff. It's very important.
Yeah.
This is serious, but it's also really fun. Because it's something that we just don't, you know, the average person just doesn't know about. So I love this. And you, Amy, can you tell us about your books or book? Yeah, you've written three.
Yes, we have Dreams, A Window into Your Destiny. It's a basic guide to understanding dreams, how dreams pull you in the path to destiny. And we also have a mentorship program. It's $47 a month. We are a private Facebook group where we go over symbols, video symbols. We have, I think for the month of September, we're going over colors and stones. The next month we'll spend 30 days talking about transportation. The next one we're going to spend 30 days talking about buildings. If you're in your, you know, if you're in a warehouse, what does it mean? If you're in your living room, what does it mean? If you're in your bathroom, what does it mean? And so we'll go through, you know, if you're in a car, what does it mean? If you're in a rowboat versus a cruise ship, what does that all mean? And so we do a mentorship, and then what we do is what's called Dream to Launch. And Dream to Launch is basically taking the dream that you're calling and your message that you've been given, and how do we walk you through the inner healing of that, and then how do we walk with you to launch you out on that platform. And so it's called Dream to Launch.
And this is a book that, and how do my listeners get this book, Dreams?
Dreams, A Window into Your Destiny, you can get off of my website at amycoelho.com. And there you can find the subscription page for the mentorship program.
Okay, and for my listeners, I have both eyestosee.org and amycoelho.com as links on my show page, on Amy's show page here. So all you have to do is go to the show page and click on the links, and you'll go right to it. Very good. And you're working on a third, right?
We are. We're working on a 30-day dream adventure. It's called Adventures of the Traveler, and it's a 30-day study on taking one dream and walking through the dream for 30 days and giving a lot more in-depth insight. And I also have a show called Kingdom Flame, A Journey into Your Dreams. It's on kingdomflame.com, and that is a show where we actually take people from an audience randomly that brought a dream journal, and we walk through the dream for about 30 minutes to an hour.
Now, when you say we, who are you referring to?
My staff. We have a production crew, and so we what we do is we take people up from the audience, and they read their dream, and then we walk through that dream as a group. We walk through it, and we spend about 30 minutes to an hour, so it's very in-depth training on how to work with dreams, and that is on kingdomflame.com.
Kingdomflame.com. You are doing so many wonderful things with this. What's next?
Well, we are launching our radio network, and it is Eyes to See. We should be ready to go next month, and we will be working with experts, dream experts, and just talking dreams, and all the different theories out there, how they correlate with one another, how to work with it, how to recognize good theory versus bad theory, and then it is my team And on the show, each one of my admins from eyestoseed.org will be on that show. And we'll have listeners call in, and we'll take dreams and walk through them on the radio. So that's next. That's what we're launching next month. We're in the works right now, testing it out.
And just real quickly before we close, tell us about how you dream now that you've done all this work. What are your dreams like?
You know, it's so funny because I go through seasons where I just don't dream at all. And, you know, they come and go. I've learned to just ebb and flow and work with it. I work with so many people's dreams that sometimes I get so overwhelmed. And they also, their dreams will kind of go into my dreams. So it's kind of trying to differentiate. And we're just in a season when people get really, really busy, they kind of stop dreaming. And what we're working on now and what I'm working on is incubating dreams, the dreams that you do have. And so, and when you start to see your dreams kind of vanish, you want to turn back around, figure out why, you know, they're starting to pull away, and then move back into incubating that dream and how to meditate and incubate it in your heart. And then, you know, so the dreams come back. And so that's kind of where I'm at now. It comes, it goes, it flows, it's interesting. It's an interesting journey. But they're very specific, and I take heed to them, and they've led me into some amazing places with some amazing people.
Well, I think we would all love to experience that. And I guess if we follow your method, then we can all experience that. So,
yes.
Like I said, it's really encouraging and really exciting. Wow. Our time is up for today, and I want to thank you so much because I just love this topic, and I know everybody does. So I want to thank you for the work that you're doing, and, you know, this is really a global project because it's going to affect the world. So I want to thank you for all the energy that you're putting into this and all the work that you're putting into us. And I want to thank you for being my guest today and sharing all this with my listeners.
Thank you for having me.
It's been wonderful. Well, I have to say goodbye. So thanks again. And I wish you great, great success with all your projects.
Thank you so much. It's been great. It was a great show. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you later.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, we are out of time today, but if you have any comments and questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is always R-A-N-D-I, randygfine.com, loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And you can also go to my website, randygfine.com. Everything I do is there. So feel free, enjoy yourself, stay for a while, look around. I think you could probably spend hours, but feel free. And all my shows are archived after broadcasting, so you can listen to them on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. So thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, author, and Life Issues Counselor Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.